Atoms are the basic components of matter. You meet atoms every day. They behave like nature's indestructible Legos. In these encounters, atoms are really not created or destroyed. Rather, atoms can form specific attachments, in a way, like various Lego pieces. They give rise to familiar structures called molecules. I'm chemist Bill McLaughlin, and I will be your host introducing and explaining a familiar molecule in each episode. You're listening to Monday's Molecule, a regular feature of KGVM Radio. Enjoying some outside time this summer? If so, you have very likely encountered one of summer's most common discomforts. The swelling and painful itching comes with a mosquito bite. The slender, needle-like probe that a female mosquito uses is made of several working moving parts that aid the mosquito in penetrating our skin. Mosquito spit is also part of the advantage mosquitoes have in getting our blood. In some cases, during the puncturing and sucking, a harmful virus, a bacterium, or even a parasite may be injected into our bloodstream. So, how can we prevent or at least reduce the effects of this summer sucker? There are various anti-mosquito repellent sprays, candles, and clothing, all with various claims of success and various possible risks. Various studies have shown lemon eucalyptus oil, picaridin, and DEET appear to be the most successful for temporarily keeping mosquitoes away. There are other products, some with natural ingredients, that also show evidence of success. Today, though, I want to focus on NN-diethyl-3-methylbenzamide. Okay, that's the only time I'll call DEET by its true chemical name. This molecule, though, was developed during the 1940s to be used by military personnel as an insect repellent. It was successful. A few years later, it was marketed to the general public. So, what happens when you spray a DEET-containing repellent around yourself? Always keep the spray away from your eyes and do not ingest or inhale the spray. Follow the directions. What does DEET do that most mosquitoes don't like? Well, it doesn't kill them. It just makes them want to avoid you. Let's think about this first. What is it that attracts mosquitoes to us and other animals in the first place? Scientists are not entirely in agreement here, but some factors that seem to be important are the heat of the host. It acts like a signal that there's a live animal, possibly with blood, close by. The carbon dioxide that we exhale may serve as an inviting signal. We all have chemicals in our sweat that may also act as attractant to blood-hungry mosquitoes. Focusing on removing or reducing any of those factors would be a good place to start. DEET and some other repellents can mask our sweat chemicals, so the odor detectors, of which mosquitoes have many in their antenna, never even notices. However, other evidence suggests that mosquitoes simply do not like the aroma of DEET, so they avoid it, and therefore us. I usually stay away from terrible smelling stuff myself. Imagine that you are looking for the enticing aroma of chocolate among some candies. However, if someone had sprayed a mist of a foul-smelling butyric acid, that's the aroma of vomit, around the candy, you would likely be unable to detect the chocolate, and you would want to avoid that batch of candy, like mosquitoes will avoid DEET. Does DEET have some risks for us? Various products will state the percent of DEET in a sprayed solution. Exposure to high amounts of DEET have been shown to be harmful. However, the EPA currently does not describe medical or environmental problems from the normal use of DEET. Read those labels. Follow the printed directions. DEET can be found in aerosol sprays, pumps, lotions, towelette forms. There have been rare cases of skin irritation after using DEET. Also, studies show that using DEET around children should be very minimal. The chemical properties of DEET include the ability to dissolve some plastics. Commercially sold DEET-containing products actually vary from around 10% to 98%. However, several studies conclude that using more than 50% DEET is really not any more effective than just using 50% DEET. Hear that annoying whine from a circling mosquito? Are you fast enough to swat that bug away? You can try, or you can make a molecular decision. That choice is up to you. There are many websites offering more information about various mosquito repellents for you to consider. Also, you can contact me via email at mondaysmolecule@gmail.com for other DEET-related questions. You can also suggest other interesting molecules to feature on the program. Stay tuned for more Monday Molecule broadcasts.